Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads, you can expect delays in Fairland due to an accident scene. It's on Bayersnudia Drive West at Wilson Street, so that's just near the highway. And in Germiston, there's also been an accident on the N3 South after the Heidelberg Road exit.
The Emergency Services Department in the Tshwane Metro managed to contain a building fire in Brooklyn, Pretoria a bit earlier today. The fire broke out on the corner of Marais Street and Hay Street. Here's the Metro's Lindsay Mguni.
One of the apartments on the top floor of a three-story building was on fire. The fire was spreading fast through the ceiling to the nearby four apartments. The swift actions of the firefighters helped to contain the fire to the involved apartment and stop the fire from causing any further damage.
Moving abroad, according to officials in Bosnia, police arrested three people suspected of human trafficking and rescued a large number of children. The children were found during a raid at an undisclosed location and taken to a safe location. For the full story, visit jackrandfm.com, click on news. Big business news on the international front is the mineral deal between Ukraine and the USA. Here's Renier van Zyl from Efficient Private Clients.
Officials hope will strengthen ties with the Washington administration and potentially secure a long-term U.S. security commitment. Ukrainian officials have confirmed that Kyiv is ready to sign the agreement for the joint development of its mineral resources, including oil and gas, after the U.S. dropped its demand for rights to $500 billion in potential revenue from the deal.
And then some news from car manufacturers.
Volkswagen and Porsche has announced plans for larger investments to further diversify behind its struggling automotive business. Porsche SE stated that its asset portfolio would be dynamically expanded with further investments to reduce reliance on the automotive sector.
A dollar is trading at 18 Rand 38, a euro 19 Rand 33, and a pound sitting at 23 Rand 35. Gold is trading at $2,912.17 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil at $72.55 per barrel. I'm Marlene Fischer, more news at 7.
We start off with some rugby news. This time around, Sharks utility back Jordan Hendricks expects that his former side will try and run his current side, the Sharks, off their feet in Johannesburg on Saturday when the two teams meet. John Plumtree's team will face the Lions twice over the next 2 weeks, once at Ennis Park and then at Kings Park, and derbies that could have significant impact on both the Vodacom URC and the SA Shield standings. Sharks at the moment are currently fourth, 6 points behind the Bulls, but they do have a game in hand with the Lions sitting at 12th, just outside the top eight by 4 points. And dual code teenager Riley Norton, well, he's going to lead a much-changed junior box side. They're playing against Georgia and Tbilisi, and that's happening on Friday for the under-20s. The 19-year-old product of Paul Roos Gymnasium represented South Africa in both rugby and cricket at school, and he's been named skipper of the under-20 side. Just a quick look at what's happening on those cricket fields. Afghanistan made 325 for 7. England at the moment, 261 for 6. Joe Root still there on 100. The former skipper just made 100 now, so they need another 65 runs and 43 deliveries. Western Province against the Titans. Well, the Titans amassed a big 337 for 7 in their 50 overs. The Titans at the moment, 120 for 1. So still early days there, with the Warriors making 278. The Dragons are struggling, surprisingly, on 54 for 4, chasing down that target. And the Knights, they made 249. Boland 103 for the loss of 3 wickets, and that is after 22 overs. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
If all of the kings had their queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise a toast.